Today, we're chatting about the magic ingredient for success, the one that separates the dreamers from the doers. You guessed it, consistency. Stay tuned.
All right, Snack Attack crew, assemble. Feeling that mid-afternoon slump? Need a protein boost that doesn't involve boring protein bars? Well, let me introduce y'all to my new favorite obsession, Wonderful Pistachios. Y'all, these little green guys aren't just your average nut. They're protein powerhouses, packing a whopping 6 grams per ounce. That's over 10% of your daily value. And here's a confession. I used to be a cracker. You know, the kind of girl who enjoys the satisfying pop of opening each one. But let's be honest, sometimes convenience is king. And that's where their no-shell options comes in perfect for on-the-go snacking. Plus, they come in flavors like chili roasted and sea salt and vinegar. So there's something for everyone, even the picky gals. But here's the kicker. Wonderful Pistachios are a complete protein, meaning they have all 9 essential amino acids your body needs. So next time you're feeling sluggish, ditch the sugary treats and grab a handful of these green gems. I promise y'all they will keep you fueled and feeling your best, whether you're conquering carpool duties or crushing deadlines. And seriously, these are my go-to snack. I keep a bag in my purse. I keep one at the office. I even stash a few on the side of my bed for those late night cravings. This year, I want you to treat yourself to something delicious and good for you. So head over to WonderfulPistachios.com and explore their amazing flavors and sizes. Trust me, your taste buds and your body will thank you.
Welcome to the Black Girl Bravado Podcast, your weekly fix for all things mental health and wellness. I'm Brittany.
And I'm Germany. And not only are we besties, but we're your besties. You heard me right. It's homegirl vibes here.
Get ready for the girls to dish the real, the raw, and the fucking funny.
And listen, we may drag you, but it's always in love. Let's start the show, cuties.
Hey, y'all. Welcome back.
Hello, babies. My boo-boos and babies. Hello, my boo-boo babies.
Pieces of me.
Oh, is that Ashley Simpson?
Yes.
Singing the pieces? The pieces. Pieces. Y'all, Ashley was eating us in, what was that, like 2000?
Something.
I feel like it was like 2006, 2005. When she came out with that show, Pieces of Me, the reality show on MTV, and her and...
I liked it.
Diana Ross's son.
It was Aaron.
It was some other white guy, and Aaron. He wrote a song about her. What's his name, Aaron?
I don't know. It was anyway, so who sweet. Cares?
What? We were talking
Your
about
girl,
it.
Girl, I don't remember.
I love that show. It was cute. Her life at the time.
Yeah.
Anywho, how are you feeling? What's one word to describe your mood today?
Exhausted.
Oh, okay.
Today I'm feeling a little exhausted, y'all. This week has been long. On Tuesday, I was feeling like it needed to be Friday.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I know that feeling.
So, that's how I'm feeling.
Mm-hmm.
But rest is on the horizon, I hope. Maybe. I don't know.
We gotta see.
You guys, it's because God got into a car accident and, you know, regular day-to-day life is something. But then when you have to call people and get rental cars, that adds too much on my plate.
Yeah.
The inconvenience adds to the exhaustion.
The exhaustion.
I'm okay. I'm here speaking with y'all. But it's just been an inconvenience more than anything.
Mm-hmm.
Here's your sign, if you don't have it for whatever reason, to always have full coverage on your vehicles. Because these people are riding around here crazy.
Riding around dirty. Yeah, have your full coverage.
Mm-hmm.
Don't play.
How are you doing? What's one word that you would use to describe how you're feeling?
I need to look at that emotion wheel so I can get some new mm-hmm. feelings, because right now I'm not feeling anything crazy, you know, balanced.
Balanced, okay. Neutral.
Yeah, I'm feeling neutral. That's what I want to say.
Not too high, not too low.
Not too high.
You're in the middle, you're balanced.
That's what I'm saying. I feel pretty neutral. I think that's a good way to explain it. Mm-hmm.
The head swivel?
Yeah, that's how I'm feeling.
Well.
Oh, you know what I want to know? There are some girlies out there. This is no tea, no shade. We're getting data. This is how we're collecting data right now. So some girlies are saying that they don't like how long it takes for us to get to the topic.
Yes.
And there are some girlies who say, no, I love watching the chemistry unfold between the girls. This is how we get a chance, you know, be able to check our vibe, because we don't get a chance to do it often. And I think just for more context, is to why this show is set up like that. This is Brittany's our time to not only provide you all with valuable content and things that we feel like you could benefit from, but it's also our time where we just get to check in and talk and kiki with each other. So as much as this is a show that is set up for your benefit to learn and gain knowledge from, it is also really hosted by two best friends.
Yeah.
It's not giving NPR, y'all. It's not giving a TED Talk. So we want to be mindful and make sure that we're bringing you content in a way that you feel is digestible and that you enjoy listening to. And we just want to be mindful, like I said.
Yeah, so we're just taking a poll and we will go with what the masses say. Mm-hmm. How about that? Mm-hmm. We're fair girls. We'll go with what the masses say. If the majority of y'all say, get to it, we don't want to hear what y'all have to say in the beginning that's not related to the topic, we can do that and we can keep our kiki over on Patreon. It would pain us, but we are more lax over on Patreon and talk about what we want to talk about. So we can keep it over there.
That just feels so sterile to me, though.
I know, but we won't make it too sterile. This is still our show.
Right.
But we're taking a poll to see.
And we like constructive criticism.
We do. When it's delivered with love.
Yes. In the comments, don't leave that as a review. Don't be like, I'm just letting y'all know this is what we want. Don't do
they
that.
They can.
I don't want it there. But we will, I don't know, we'll figure out a way. We'll figure out a way, especially if you watch on YouTube. If you watch on YouTube, free for all, please let us know. And that's it.
Well, y'all, we are well into April, or we're into April. Not maybe not well, but although this year is flying by hella fast.
Yeah, I can't believe it. Where did the first 4 months of the year go? Yeah. How are we already in April?
But we're here. Yeah. I don't know how, but we're here. And lately, we've been in a big self-improvement bag.
Mm-hmm.
That's how 2024 has come in. And that's the energy that's been kept alive. We're now in Q2, y'all.
Yeah.
We're in Q2. Look how quickly Q1 went and did what it had to do. And now it's gone. And we're already in the second quarter of the year.
The first 12 weeks. The first year of our year.
Yeah. It's gone. It's gone.
That's really why you really have to be mindful of how you're spending your time, what you're investing in, where your efforts are going. Because literally, you start at January 1st and then you wake up and it's damn near December.
Exactly.
We're going to blink and it's going to be 2025. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So
we need to make this time mean something.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's going to pass regardless. But that's the beauty. The beauty is we get to decide what this time means for us, what it produces for us. It's in our hands.
Yeah.
Because it's in our hands. Let's talk about it. So You mentioned January, and we've also had our official new year for the spring.
Oh, yeah.
The official new year has started. So we're out of hibernation mode. We're into the spring, the newness.
We are thawed
out. The freshness.
Out.
Yes, we're thawed out. The ice is dripping down our legs, and we're feeling reinvigorated. A lot of us are feeling like, okay, now's the time to put my nose to the ground, get cracking on some things, you know?
Yeah, a freshness, because spring also brings that energy.
It does.
The newness, the freshness, the aliveness, because the first part of the year for most of us be a free trial.
It does. You know, we're resting. We're hibernating.
Yeah, we're still, you know,
we're taking it easy. But like I said, we all have goals and things that we want to accomplish.
Mm-hmm.
And what it's going to take to reach those goals is consistent actions and efforts on a regular basis.
Yeah.
I'm talking to y'all and I'm talking to myself. It's something special about consistency, and that's what we're going to be talking about today. It's a word that is so basic, a concept that is also basic,
simple.
But it is very powerful.
It is. Consistency is that thing that takes us from our having no talent or average talent to above average people. You know, it's like putting in the work, putting in the effort, because you can start off here, but consistent effort will put you here. And personally, just speaking for ourselves, this business, this podcast, consistency is why we're here today.
It is.
You know, it's putting your shots up in the gym. It's your 10,000 hours or whatever that makes you a...
They say the 10,000
hours. A master. Y'all, we have to be consistent in order to reap the benefits of being in the top 1% of podcast.
We have to.
We have to make sure that we're putting the content out on specific days because you have grown to expect it on those days, right? When we're not consistent, we can feel the difference.
Yeah.
Like, oh, okay, you're not showing up the way you need to show up. You're not putting in the effort.
Exactly.
That you need to put in.
Consistency has helped us maintain relevancy.
Yes.
It's not just about being good, because I like to think that we're good, but yeah, if we were as good as we are and we only put out one podcast a year, we wouldn't have nearly as much success as we have based on just being good.
Nor momentum.
You have to show up.
Because this can be hard to do every week.
can be.
This can, this is hard to do every week. Not gonna lie, you know, thinking about concepts, coming in here every week to continue to put out content. That's not something that's easy to do. And obviously you could tell it's not easy to do because most people are not doing it.
Exactly.
Or they start and they never get to where they're supposed to go because they don't maintain consistency.
And that's the thing. We live in a world that has a lot of microwave success or virality where people have these super big moments quickly.
Yeah.
And oftentimes that is not sustained because they're not keeping up with that. Either they're not keeping up with that quality or they think that that moment is what's going to carry them forever. Mm-hmm. And that's not the case. But what would carry them and what would make that sustainable is putting some consistency into the mix.
I had actually seen on TikTok, they were talking about how distinguishing between people who want to be influencers and content creators. This one girl. And she was like, people need to realize that being an influencer is a byproduct. It's a result of being a content creator. So many people are saying, I want to be an influencer. That's what I want my job to be. But the truth of the matter is you have to create content. And through creating content and being relevant and being consistent, you will hopefully gain
influence,
you know, influence and be classified as an influencer. You get what I'm saying? And she was saying that the truth of the matter is don't nobody want to do that.
Oh, the content creation is different.
Don't nobody want to, people want to be an influencer, but they don't want to do the work that it takes to be an influencer, which is showing up consistently on the internet.
Yeah, I know.
That part is hard.
We've had an episode.
That's the part that's hard. Yeah.
And also creating that quality content consistently.
Exactly. She's like, people come on TikTok and they blow up, right? You have these viral moments because it's relatively easy to create some buzz on TikTok or on a social platform.
Easier, yeah.
But how are you able to create momentum around that moment and continue to show up and put content out that people really appreciate and, you know,
want to keep
consuming?
Girl,
it was tea. I said, period, because, you know, people like, I'm working towards being an influencer. I'm quitting my job. That was the tea. You know, I'm quitting my job so I can be an influencer. Girl, you got to quit your job if you're creating content consistently and getting a bag off of it.
That part.
Not because you have aspirations of being an influencer.
Make sure you have the systems in place that allow you to be consistent, which we'll touch on in this episode. But a good example of consistency that's one of my faves is Issa Rae. So she had her web series that she started on her own, self-funded. She starred in it. She wrote it, directed
produced it.
Produced it. The Misadventures of an Awkward Black Girl. And she did that for years. Mm-hmm. And then that helped her get noticed by HBO. And she created the show that we all love, Insecure. And she's gone on to create several other things that have been equally good, you know, that have been great. The common theme here, the common denominator with Issa would be her consistency. Mm-hmm. She's been consistent. And you really need that when you want to build something, when you want to be noticed, when you want to be recognized, when you want to stand out. It's going to be that consistency. How are you showing up?
Yeah.
You know, and what are you showing up with? It's really something. And even if you don't have a creative venture, you know, maybe you don't have the desire to be a creative, but how are you showing up consistently in your own life to achieve whatever the goals you have for yourself?
Yeah, that's an even better question. How is your consistency breeding the results that you want or don't want? You know, you could look at it like that. What am I consistently doing or not doing? And am I getting the results that I want or don't want? So that's food for thought. You do the dishes.
The one-liner is crazy.
We love to have a little something. I pull that out every now and again when I'm giving people a little tea.
So what does consistency mean to you personally? Before we get into what it actually means, what does it mean to you personally? When you think about that word and what it represents, what's your definition? What does it mean?
I feel like it means like showing up, doing my big one, even when I don't want to, even when I feel like it's too hard, even when I try to convince myself that I don't need to do it. It's like whatever I'm committed to, doing that, being a woman of my word.
Girl, why are you taking thoughts out of my head?
It's being a woman of my word. I feel like low-key my consistency goes hand in hand. There's an intersection and is running parallel, rather, with my integrity. You know, there's an overlap there. I feel like integrity is doing what you say you're going to do even when nobody is looking.
Yes.
Right? That's an easy way to remember it. Meaning, if I give myself my word, if I say I'm going to do this, I'm going to consistently show up. I'm committed to myself. And that's what consistency looks like for me.
Well said.
What does it look like for you?
For me, consistency is my character. Mm-hmm. You know, like I want to be consistent, not only in how I show up for myself, but also how I show up for others, the people around me. It needs to be the common theme throughout.
Yeah, the way a thread.
There needs to be the common thread. So the way that I show up with my friendships, the way that I show up in my romantic relationships, the way that I show up at work, the way that I show up here is consistency. Consistency is me. But no, yes, it definitely is doing what I said I was going to do.
Mm-hmm.
And at a high level, at a good level. I know that sometimes we have our moments where it's like, I can't show up fully today. Mm-hmm. But consistently, I do show up well. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So that's what it means to me. It definitely resonates with me about talent. Consistency superseding talent.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's been times where I can blatantly see that someone is better at something than me. Yeah. Like, wow, they can do that so easily. They can do that in their sleep. But I don't shy away from it because I know that I have
enough time, baby. Yeah. You're not doing enough.
I know that I have.
You're gonna be running neck and neck.
I know that I have the capability and the energy and the drive to show up consistently, mm-hmm. to be just as good and be recognized just like the person who has the natural talent.
Yeah.
I know it's been proven.
Yeah.
So I like that about myself. I like that I recognize that because it works to my advantage. Sometimes I do get frustrated about the slow to grow process, like, you know, slow to get.
Yeah.
But when I have it, it don't matter. Once you have it, it don't matter anymore.
Yeah, you can't even tell the difference.
Yeah.
So it would be good for us to just discuss what consistency is and differentiate what your consistency looks like versus when you have these little bursts of motivation, because we know that that happens. You could get pumped up, get charged up, if you will, amped up to do something. It's like, oh, I'm in that. I'm on that.
Yeah, I'm in it today.
Period. And then there's moments where we're like, I'm not. And that is where your consistency will carry you. So to be consistent refers to being the quality of rather being reliable, right? It's being steady and uniform in your behavior and your actions and your attitude over time.
You got to have time.
That's going to make a difference over
time. That's going to make it consistent.
Otherwise, it's not. Right. So like we mentioned earlier, it involves repeatedly taking those steps towards either your goals or, you know, this character that you say you want to build. It's doing it over and over and over again, regardless of the external factors, your situation, your circumstance. It's keeping your eyes on the prize and making moves towards it, strides towards that thing.
Yes.
You know?
Yes. So bursts of motivation, on the other hand, these are short-lived. They're spikes,
mm-hmm.
dopamine releases, like a little kick, a spike in our serotonin.
A little kick in the ass.
Endorphins, you know, our feel-good chemicals where we're like, okay, you know, I feel good. Maybe something happened. Maybe I had a great conversation. Mm-hmm. Maybe I saw something that like sparked a flame.
Motivated you or inspired you.
Yeah. And so you get that and it might prompt you to take action towards a certain goal. But these bursts often feel really intense,
mm-hmm.
and then it can cause you to have these high levels of productivity or achievement, but it doesn't last. We don't have that overtime effect like we have with consistency. So let's use money as an example, because I think the girls
love a practical real life example.
The girls told us they like when we use real life examples, and yeah. I think that money is a good example to use today. So imagine you have some money saved up. And you decide to take it out of that Wells Fargo account and put it into a high yield savings account. Okay. So now that you're doing that, your money is going to be accruing interest because now it's in an account that is getting higher interest rates, right? So you're accruing interest now with this money. And this is compound interest, meaning not only does your initial investment earn interest, but as the money's getting higher, that's earning interest as well.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's a little math lesson for you, okay? So your savings is growing faster and faster as time goes on, sitting in this account. Now, let's think of consistency like this. Let's think of consistency like making regular deposits into our savings account.
Mm-hmm.
Little by little, we're depositing some actions, thoughts, behaviors into what it is that we're trying to accomplish. And over time, we look up and it's like, wow,
mm-hmm.
I did it. I see it. It wasn't the virality or the viral moment or the overnight success, but it was something that took time. And
it was the drops in the bucket.
Yes.
It was the drops in the bucket.
And that adds fuel to your fire. It may be a slow burning flame, but it's a fire.
But it's still on. It's still flickering.
Yes.
And don't be discouraged.
Yes.
Don't be discouraged. So y'all know that we love to talk about, you know, add a little scientific touch here. Being consistent or building up these new habits that we're doing often, it's helping to build new neural pathways in our brain. We've been heavy on reprogramming the subconscious and doing those things that's going to help us change our minds and the way we think. And that's what consistency does. Once we start creating habits and doing behaviors in repetition, it becomes easier and easier for our brain to allow us to execute faster. It becomes like almost like
unconscious.
Unconscious. And we know that when we have these unconscious behaviors, it's like second nature at that point.
Second nature. It's given expert. It's given I know how to do this.
It's given I'm expert, good at this. Right. And then it takes less and less energy and effort to decide I'm going to do a thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's like driving, you feel me? Or waking up at a certain time.
Yes.
Once you build a habit around it, it's like, oh, baby, that's easy to do.
That's the thing about understanding the neuroscience, because like Germany said, you're going to have the knowledge and the tools that you need mm-hmm. to leverage consistency to your advantage. We know that what we're doing is being used for our good when we are doing it repeatedly. So, yeah, and we can turn those desired actions into habits. We can be intentional about that, and we can make sure that we're doing those habits every day consistently to get the results that we desire.
Period. I really love where our conversation about consistency is going, but I think we should take a quick break and then come on back. Have you ever dreamed of effortlessly conversing in another language? Whether it's for that upcoming international trip, connecting with family and friends, diving deep into a new culture, or simply adding a new skill to your repertoire, learning a new language opens up a world of opportunities. But let's face it, traditional methods like textbooks and classroom learning can be a drag. That's where Rosetta Stone comes in. As the most trusted language learning program for over 30 years, Rosetta Stone offers a revolutionary approach that truly immerses you in the language you want to learn without relying on CDs or DVDs. Picture this, you're effortlessly conversing in Spanish on the streets of Barcelona, ordering tapas like a local, or discussing the latest French designers with Parisians. So sexy, right? With Rosetta Stone's intuitive process, you'll learn naturally, starting with words, then phrases, then full sentences. And with over 25 languages offered, including Spanish, French, Italian, German, Korean, Chinese, Japanese, Dutch, Arabic, and Polish, the possibilities are endless. Rosetta Stone's speech recognition technology, including the True Accent feature, acts like a personal trainer for your accent, providing instant feedback on your pronunciation. Plus, with both desktop and app options available, along with offline lesson downloads and an audio companion, learning for the babe on the go has never been easier. And here's the best part. For a limited time, Rosetta Stone is offering a lifetime membership for 50% off, y'all. That's right, lifetime access to all 25 language courses for half the price. Don't miss out on this amazing deal. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, BGB listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today. Hey, Bookies, we got something special for you. Are you ready to dive into a celebration of Blackness that's as diverse as the experience it represents? Well, NPR has got you covered with Black Stories, Black Truths. This is a groundbreaking collection that's more than just a podcast. It's revelation.
What does Black representation in media mean to you? Because to me, it's about breaking down stereotypes, challenging biases, and also showcasing the rich tapestry of Black experiences.
For sure. Absolutely. And Black Stories, Black Truths is the epitome of this celebration. Each episode is a living account of what it truly means to be Black today, and it's told from a unique Black perspective.
And I feel like these aren't just stories, like they're narratives of joy, resilience, empowerment, and also the incredible ability to create world-shifting things out of the struggle.
Seriously, you'll hear about everything from pop culture icons like Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama, to discussions on vital topics like reparations, y'all. There's really no limit to the range of Black stories, Black truths.
Have you tuned in yet? One of my favorite episodes is the one on how real self-care takes real systemic change. That's a must listen.
Yeah, I really think the hosts bring a tone that's celebratory. It's also informative and reflective, which I really can appreciate. Every episode is a journey. It offers a range of emotions and perspectives that keeps you hooked from start to finish. As soon as I turn it on, I'm like,
And let's not forget, Black perspectives haven't always been at the forefront of America's story, but now they are the story.
Period. So this is not just a podcast, y'all. It's a collection of some of NPR's best episodes showcasing the brilliance and resilience of the Black experience.
And we know NPR is known for its commitment to diverse storytelling, but with them presenting Black stories, Black truths, I would say that this is NPR with the noir twist.
So what are you waiting for? Turn on NPR today and immerse yourself in a range of voices as varied, nuanced, and Black as the incredible country we reflect.
And remember, stories should never be about us without us. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, available wherever you get your podcast.
With Mother's Day around the corner, are you thinking about a truly special gift for your mom? Let me tell you about MyLifeInABook.com. It's a unique service that turns your mom's life stories into a beautiful book. Pretty cool, right? Here's how it works. Every week, MyLifeInABook.com will send her a question via email. These can be pre-written questions about her life or any custom question you wish to ask. And then she can either type her response or record her voice. And MyLifeInABook.com compiles all of her responses into a beautiful keepsake book. And guess what? They can even create an audiobook using her voice recordings. It's like preserving her voice and her stories for eternity. Imagine discovering stories about her youth, adventures, and the challenges she's overcame. This book becomes a legacy and something you and your future generations can treasure forever. Your mom's giving you a lifetime of stories. This is your chance to give her a way to share them. I'm so excited about MyLifeInABook.com because I'm planning on gifting my mom with this. She's always loved reflecting on memories and sharing her stories, and I know this will be the perfect gift to capture those moments for her. The thoughts of her flipping through the pages and reliving those cherished memories brings a smile to my face already. Check out MyLifeInABook.com and use code BRAVADO at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom this Mother's Day. That's MyLifeInABook.com. Use code BRAVADO for 10% off today. Okay, girly, so we're back. Still talking about consistency. And like we've been talking about, consistency is this magic ingredient that separates the dreamers from the doers, right? The people who are really making it happen. And this is also what transforms our potential into achievement. You know, it's like having motion but no movement. And we talk about that all the time. Being in motion but not making moves. We actually want to stop walking around in a circle.
You're actually not in motion. You're sitting in a simulation.
Exactly.
When you're sitting
you're
in that.
Around in a circle. Yes. It ain't moving forward at
feeling
all.
Feeling like you're really getting somewhere and you've been sitting in the same place the whole time.
Yes. So.
With that thing on the VR, the virtual reality.
Stop. The metaverse. We had changed, you know, came into something
else. Right, the metaverse.
So let's talk about the benefits of consistency.
Let's talk about it.
One of the benefits of consistency is, like we talked about, those neural pathways. Mastery through repetition, right? So imagine learning an instrument. Consistent practice is going to strengthen your ability to really build the skill versus not. If you practice something 15 minutes a day, it's going to be easier for you to pick up what it is you're supposed to be doing versus 1 hour a week.
Yeah.
That, I mean, it's just different. And that applies to any skill. The more consistently you do a thing, the easier or the more
comfortable
you become. Duolingo, for example. You want to be bilingual? They literally want your ass practicing every single day. You got to get in that app and do what you have to do because one lesson a week ain't going to cut it, baby.
It's not enough.
It's not going to be giving me habla español.
You have to consistently flex the muscle for sure. And that leads us to another benefit that is closely related to the repetition and getting good at something. Another benefit is the confidence booster. Your confidence will be boosted. As your skills are improving through your consistency, your confidence is getting better because it's like, okay, I know I'm feeling better. I'm recognizing more of the words easier. I'm playing the instrument with more ease. This is why, coupled with the repetition, I need to get into a dance class because I'm getting further away from feeling confident in my dance moves. And I was telling Germany, we're expediting our auntie process with these moves that we've been holding.
Baby, the way we stuck in 2005, the way we gonna pull up.
Dougie, we are still dugging.
That'll never stop.
I don't mind dugging.
You wanna add some other things to
it? I gotta do something else because I gotta do something else.
I feel you, because the way y'all be moving y'all bodies, there's so many dances I can't do. And that most recent one, what's the song? Where it's really it's about being an alcoholic.
I know. Tashawala.
Y'all, we can't
the
get
the South
it.
African song that you know what song we talk
about. That they're eating up right. All over TikTok.
But anyways,
you're confident.
As you're being consistent, you start to trust your abilities. You start to feel like you're good at something and your confidence is definitely boosted. And who doesn't want their confidence boosted? Yeah. It feels so good to be able to sit and look at this camera and talk into this mic and be like, okay, we did that. You know what I'm saying? It would be impossible to still be shaking at this point. We come in here every week.
Yeah.
You know? Be confident.
Confident.
Yeah.
Another benefit of being consistency is having discipline, right? It's discipline dynamo, if you will. Mm-hmm. Like we mentioned, consistency is one of those muscles that has to be flexed. And the more you flex it, the more it becomes into your routine, the easier, I guess, it is to limit distractions. Your self-discipline goes through the roof because right. It's like I've already promised myself I'm consistently showing up. When things start to get weird, it's nothing for me to turn the outside noise down and turn the discipline up.
Yes.
You feel me? I turn it up.
High.
To the sky.
Yes.
It's the only way it's going is up.
Another benefit that I love is that consistency can bring you the motivation that you need. Mm. A lot of times we're looking at external things to give us motivation, to give us the energy to do something that we need to do. But you can generate your motivation by simply ticking things off of your to-do list and accomplishing things.
Yeah.
That feels so good. That definitely gives you a burst to be like, and you can keep doing it. And you can do something else, you know? Yeah. And this is all generated from self, from within, from what you're doing. It feels good to be motivated by other people, but what if you don't have that?
Mm-hmm.
What if nobody's making you feel something? You can make yourself feel something, okay? So do that. Create that positive feedback from something that you're doing for yourself, and it's a win-win.
Yeah.
Things are getting done, and I'm getting motivation to continue doing the things.
Yeah. Lastly today, consistency helps build trust with others.
This is my favorite benefit.
Yeah. You know, when you have consistent performance or consistently showing up as the person that you are, your actions, behavior, your character, people learn to know what they can expect from you.
Yes.
And like we said at the top of this podcast, initially when we first started podcasting, y'all, we would get these bursts of energy where we would just meet and be like, we want to record an episode. We want to put something out. And that was cool in the formative years of this show. We would put out an episode on a Monday, turn around and record something, put it out on a Tuesday. Next week, baby, it's going up on Friday. It was up on different days. But as we flexed our muscle of showing up on the pod, building a community, we decided, hey, the episode has to go out on this day at this time, no matter what. We don't care what's going on in our personal lives, if we're out on vacation, if we're doing a retreat, whatever it is, and you all have come to trust us that we are going to deliver every Tuesday at 12 a.m. I think this goes up at 12:01, whatever it is.
Sometimes I'm shaking up. I'm like, I got to upload the episode because I forgot to put it up. But it always hits your phone.
You don't have to worry about
right.
it. And that is the trust that we have developed as a community because we have come to, at this point, exceed your expectations. That's even better, right? When you know that the person is going to exceed your expectations, it's like, oh, those are my girls.
Exactly.
That's my community.
Exactly.
I know what to expect from them. I'm going to get a fire-ass episode.
Right.
And I love when y'all tell us in our reviews that this is just what you needed. And another, when y'all say another, when they say another quality
another
episode,
good episode,
I'm like, of course, what did you expect?
Exactly. And what that's how it should be. It should be like that across all areas of your life.
Mm-hmm.
Find pride in being consistent. Find pride in people knowing what to expect from you and building that trust in you. That's what leads to promotions.
Yeah.
That's what leads to fulfilling relationships because people know, my girl, she's consistent as fuck. I know what to expect from her. Mm-hmm. I know that she's thorough. I know that she's loyal. I know that she's reliable. I already know if I tell her something, it's not going to be in the ears of somebody who it don't need to be in. Yeah. You know, these things are important in all areas of this thing.
When it comes to building your character.
Consistency is that girl.
Yeah.
We really need to give her her time. We need to give her her flowers, baby.
I mean, you could even think about switching this and using the perspective of how you feel when someone is consistent in your life, right?
Safe and secure.
Not even, yeah, what you want to provide, but what you appreciate when somebody offers to you. Think about a relationship. Something that I value about my relationship is that there's been nothing but consistency from the day we locked in. I know that my partner has not switched up on me. And you, like you said, that builds safety, it builds security and trust. And you learn that I can count on this person. So think about the ways that people are bringing or not bringing consistency in your life and how you can apply that to your own life and do that for other people and yourself. Because you also deserve to show up consistently for yourself.
You do. But if someone is not showing up consistently for you, consistently planning your face,
that's even more.
They're consistently playing. People have consistently played with me. And I said, now you see, you've shown me that you consistently play.
And you have to put yourself first. I've had somebody play in my face time after time. Yes. And I had to choose myself. It was tough. It was tough to do because it was like a double-edged sword.
Yeah.
On one end, I really liked what we were doing. It was sweet.
It had
was
a sweet. Sweetness
it was
to
sweet
it.
When we was doing it. And then on the other end, I'm like, nigga, you ain't choosing me.
Right.
And that, you consistently meeting the mark, meeting my expectations, have made me say, it's time to put yourself first, girl.
On their report card, you would be like, under expectations not met.
They're not met. And I think the truth of the matter is you have to be really honest with yourself when you are not showing up. And even more honest when somebody else is not showing up.
I know.
And it's tough to motherfucking do it and say, this person is not consistently doing what they got to do.
It is, but the proof be in the pudding.
It do.
You can see, and I really can see, because sometimes I give people too much of a chance. I give them grace, and I'm like, okay, well, you've consistently shown me that you can't show up, so.
Goodbye.
Be well.
Go in grace.
Be well.
Go in peace. Yeah.
Let's talk about some challenges of consistency. Mm-hmm. Why don't we? So we're not going to sugarcoat it and make it seem like the path of consistency is always smooth sailing, because it's not.
No.
There are some hurdles that we may encounter that we're going to have to get over. Yeah. And the first one is inertia and starting out. Mm. So this looks like the first step. You know, getting in the game.
That'd be so hard to do.
Getting in the game. It's so hard sometimes to take that first step to even start to be consistent. Like, y'all talking about consistency. Baby girl, I haven't even started.
Yeah.
I'm still on the bench.
Tell a plans, no action.
Yeah, we have to get over that I'll do it tomorrow hurdle, or I'll eventually get to it. It's on my mind. It's a desire. It's something
someday,
I want to do.
Someday. Yes. You know, like one day it'll be time for me. Someday I'll get to it. Baby, that one will eat you up
every
time.
It'll eat you up and you'll be hungry. Ate up and hungry. Yeah. Starving.
Hmm.
But the thing is, you got to get over that so that you can allow yourself to start creating the habits and get into a routine. That won't even matter no more. You know?
Mm-hmm.
The first step is the hardest, but once you start, the first cut is the deepest.
It is. First cut is the deepest and the first step is the hardest.
Yes.
Okay, girlies, another challenge. Setbacks and missed sessions. So we know that life is going to throw curveballs at
us.
Fastballs and curveballs. When did you be like, oh shit, you know, like the machines where they just
I never could do that sport. That softball, I tried to do the softball because I like
the
uniform.
Or those automatic tennis where you're just trying to hit.
I would like to try tennis though.
It is going to take a lot of fucking eye hand coordination. But there will always be days where you miss an opportunity, you miss a workout, you don't get up on time, where your routine is flawed. The key here, y'all, is to not let those setbacks or those, you know, missed sessions take us out completely.
Yeah.
It's not a complete failure. You have to give yourself some grace, pick up where you left off and keep moving, because that will happen. You know, it's like, oh, I missed one day for the workout. I'm not going all week.
Yeah, and then you don't work out no more.
And then you don't. And then you find yourself like, well, what does it matter anyway? Apply it to your life how you must.
Yeah.
But we know that sometimes as things happen around us, it's easy for us to sit down and say, I'm not getting back up.
And the gag is, it's all the time.
Yeah.
Things are going to happen all the time. If it's not one thing, it's another. And we know that.
Yeah. Don't let setbacks derail you.
Don't
get back
let
on your square.
Don't let them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the final challenge that we'll be sharing is plateaus and discouragement. Ooh, baby.
Yeah.
Hate a plateau.
I hate a discouragement.
I hate a plateau, but the truth is, progress is not always linear. It's not going to be you start, you get momentum, you reach, woo, we celebrate. Mm-hmm. It's not going to look like that. There will be times where it feels like you're doing what you're supposed to do and you're still stagnant.
Baby.
You're showing up every week.
Yeah.
You're putting out these episodes and you're hitting a wall.
Yeah.
Ask me how I know, because a wall has been hit. I'm knotted up.
It's giving crash test. Dumb.
And it can be discouraging. It really can. It can make you feel like, what the fuck? I'm doing everything that I'm supposed to be doing. Why am I not getting the results?
Yeah. Trying to go back to the
what is going
board.
On? And it can be discouraging. But like I said, plateaus are almost always followed with a breakthrough.
And that's what you have to do. You have to get through
the valley,
the plateau of latent potential, which yeah. is doing something just until that point where you want to stop. You know, you're going to the gym, you're not seeing the results, and you look in the mirror and say, I haven't noticed no changes and it's been a month. Let me just not go anymore. That's the plateau of latent potential. So once you can cross over that moment or that bridge or push past those feelings, you will be surprised at what's on the other side.
For real, like you're filling out all these job applications, having all these interviews, you're not getting any luck. You're dating all these people that are not good, you know, that are not the best.
Yeah.
And it feels like, what the hell? Like, I'm just getting really discouraged. And then what happens? You meet somebody that shows you why the wait was worth it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? That is really life. Inconsistency ensures that you are progressing, even if you don't feel like it. If you are being consistent in whatever it is that you're doing, you can rest assured that you are moving towards something.
You're moving the needle.
You are making progress. You're going to get there.
Mm-hmm. You're moving the needle for sure.
Even when it feels invisible. Even when it feels like,
I hate feeling invisible.
I hate feeling unseen. I hate when I feel invisible. I'm like, who threw an invisibility cloak over me?
Seriously. Why is it giving ghostly?
Put it on my back.
It's giving Casper.
The James Brown effect with the invisibility?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, take it off, okay?
I'm like, hello.
I'm going to burst out of... Damn, get it up off me. I'm taking the invisibility. And that's what we're challenging you to do. If you feel like you have an invisibility cloak on you, if you feel like it's draped over your shoulders, baby, set yourself free. Take it off. Take it off. You have permission to
or
take your invisibility cloak.
It'll be taken off of you. Sometimes you'll notice you're feeling a little lighter and you'll say, hey.
I'm seeing.
I'm feeling seen. Something's off. I'm feeling lighter. Something's off.
I'm feeling hurt. I'm feeling understood.
Yeah.
We're going to work towards that.
So, you guys, we're going to take a quick break. And we'll be right back. Y'all should know by now that we love progression over here. Let's chat about what everyday progress truly means to us. Whether it's hitting those small milestones or treating ourselves to a little something something after a month of disciplined budgeting, progress is all about balance and staying motivated. And speaking of budgeting and reaching financial goals while still enjoying life's little pleasures, have you heard about Chime? Chime's checking account offers some amazing features that can help you along your financial journey. Let me tell you about one feature that really stands out to me. Chime's Spot Me. We've all been there, right? Dealing with overdraft fees can really throw a wrench in your financial plans. But with Chime, you can overdraft up to $200 with no fees. You heard me right. No fees. It's like having a safety net for those unexpected moments. Y'all, I had a friend who was always getting hit with hefty overdraft fees. It was a mess trying to sort it out. How do you really get ahead with that? But with Chime, you can avoid those headaches and get back on track with ease. Plus, Chime isn't just a bank. It's a community. With Boost, you can increase your SpotMe limit by receiving boosts from your friends. It's like having your financial back covered by your squad. So, if you're ready to take control of your finances and wave goodbye to those pesky monthly fees, open your Chime account today. Just head over to chime.com/bravado. That's chime.com/bravado. Chime feels like progress. Banking services and debit card provided by the Bancorp Bank, N.A. or Stride Bank, N.A. Members FDIC. SpotMe eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply. Boosts are available to eligible Chime members enrolled in SpotMe and are subject to monthly limits. Terms and conditions apply. Go to chime.com/disclosures for details.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
Okay, I'm enjoying this conversation. I'm feeling passionate about it because I kind of feel like we've been the poster children for consistency in the podcast
space. I was like, really?
In the podcast space.
Yes,
we've
yes.
been doing this for 7 years.
A long time.
That's a long time. We've seen people come. We've seen people go. But one thing about it,
we've been still here.
We're still here. We're still here and we're still standing.
Yeah.
Standing.
Ready.
Okay. So, although we're standing here, sometimes we're not standing. So, personal. Personal. What is it easy for you to be consistent with and what is it hard for you to be consistent with?
Two things. I feel like it's easier for me to be consistent with like this, obviously. I have a different obligation or accountability. This podcast feels like it's probably the most consistent I've been with anything. And I think the commitment that I have towards my health.
Yeah, you're very health conscious.
Yeah, I would say that. That comes natural to me, though.
Yeah.
I think it's come natural to me because I've built up like being consistent around it. So my health, taking care of myself, feeling my best. And then what's hard? It was challenging. Damn. Nigga, all the hobbies I be picking up and putting down. I pick a hobby up and put it right the fuck down. That's challenging for me, being consistent.
The things where you don't have like that accountability necessary.
Yeah. And the things where I feel like I really want to, I was thinking about this the other day. I want to get in a flow about my life where I have time to practice all of the things that I want to practice. A lot of them. Yeah, I do. Because there's little things that I want to learn and I want to do. And I think this will come with having more freedom where it's like, oh, on Tuesdays I do this. And then on Wednesdays I do that. Because what hinders me personally is that I'm such a routine person. And once it does not fit in my routine, I can't see how I'm supposed to do it. It damn near gotta fit, y'all. I gotta find a place for it. Otherwise, it's so hard for me to do.
I mean, isn't that normal though? Fine.
No, I feel like some people have more flow in their life where they're like, oh, I'll pick it up today. Or I won't do it today. You know what I mean? Where I'm like, nigga, if I can't do it on Mondays, I just can't do
okay,
it.
Okay, you know? You're more rigid with it.
I can be a little bit more rigid. And yeah. I want to develop more flow in my life and my routine where I can do a lot of the things that I really enjoy because that's what keeps me from being consistent with certain things. Mm-hmm. Like the DJing. You know, I couldn't figure out what would be a good time slot for me to consistently practice. So then it ends up being put to the wayside. But don't get it fucked up. I still got an ear and I still kind of know the basics. I just haven't become a master.
Exactly.
What about you? What has become easy for you to be consistent with and what is more challenging?
It's easy for me to be.
It's easy for me to love you. Okay, that is something else that I want to say. It is so easy for me to be consistent in my relationships.
Yeah.
It is easy for me to show up and love on my people.
Yeah, it's easy for me to be consistent in my relationships too, honestly. Yeah. It's also easy for me to be consistent in my work. I feel like that comes like breathing for me. Mm-hmm. Like any work that I commit myself to, like this podcast. Mm-hmm. My job.
Yeah.
That feels easy.
For sure. Baby, I'm going to clock in and do what I got to do. Get my money and go.
Yes.
That's going
to I'm good at that. I'm easy. For sure. And I show up well. I show up well.
Yeah.
It hasn't been so easy for me to be consistent, which is not good, with some of the promises I make to myself. Mm-hmm. You know, like eating my meals mm-hmm. and I won't even say working out, a certain type of workout, because like I can be consistent with walking.
Yeah, you're very consistent with walking.
Yeah, I can be really consistent with walking.
You walk every day.
But if there's something that like I want to challenge myself to do, if it doesn't come easy to me, like lifting weights, I cannot be consistent. I'm like, fuck this. I can't apply that energy and that drive and consistency that I can activate in other mm-hmm. areas. I can never get it over there. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe if I had a trainer, like I need somebody holding me accountable in that area. Yeah. I recognize
something
I need bigger. Something more.
And there's so many I don't want to say there's so many yet because we're not there yet.
What?
We're not there yet.
Yeah.
But I feel you.
Yeah. And there's a lot of reasons why it can be hard to be consistent. Mm-hmm. Because like I said, I'm able to be consistent in other areas. Some not so consistent. But maybe for you, it's hard for you to be consistent at all. Maybe it's hard for you to tap into her, generally speaking. Mm-hmm. And there's reasons why it may be hard. And I think being aware of those reasons can help you.
Yeah.
So the first reason may be the allure of the quick fix. We already talked about the microwave, the fast, the instant gratification.
Baby.
We love that shit. Yeah. We love it, okay? Our brains are wired for that. That's why we love it. We want it to just get done and let's move on with it. We want that dopamine rush from the quick achievement, the I did it, the cross off the list. Mm-hmm. We want that. But consistency is the opposite of that.
Yeah, baby.
It works against that. It's the slow, it's the steady, it's over time without really being able to see.
Hate that, baby. It comes with the faith of a consistency damn near gives faith of a mustard seed.
It gives
seed.
Big faith of a mustard seed and a little seed at that. It gives that.
That is what a mustard
seed
is.
It's giving faith in results that aren't immediately obvious, and that's hard. That's what makes it hard.
Yeah.
Because it's not like you do this, and you quickly see it. It's real.
It is. Another reason that consistency is hard, y'all, is the fear of failure. We know feeling like I'm not really good at this or that I won't be good at this, that can paralyze us from even getting started.
Yes.
That's the tough part. So sometimes we might avoid starting a new habit or hobby, picking up a new skill, making a commitment to ourselves that we're going to follow through with because we're afraid that we won't be able to stick with it.
Yeah.
Like me.
You've already been.
It's like I'm trying
to been laying the foundation.
And I'm trying to put this into my schedule, but I can't. So I might as well not start. I'm not going to be able to get good enough. I'm not. All of these negative thought patterns will start to cycle in your brain.
And it's really fear.
And it's really just fear. Right. And the fear will keep us from even experiencing the benefits that consistency would allot for us. The fear of failure, the fear of not being good enough, the fear of not getting it right.
That ties in well to the next reason why it's hard to be consistent, which is unrealistic expectations. Sometimes we set ourselves up for this disappointment because we expect too much too soon.
Yeah, to be professional that right out the gate.
That hinders us. You know, that hinders us. We set these unrealistic goals. We aim super high. Mm-hmm. Maybe you got, and I could be wrong, but maybe you got a little discouraged with the DJing because you were like, I'm going to DJ for my birthday.
I know. I'm a DJ at my wedding.
I didn't know you said that one. But instead of just working on setting mastering the time aside every day to just get good at it and then
or
get
the
some
position,
momentum
yeah.
and feel better, then we can be like, you know what? I feel like I could DJ my birthday or I feel like I can pop out and do something.
Yeah.
Because that's where consistency thrives.
And it takes the pressure off of us.
It does.
Yeah.
And we have to set ourselves with small, achievable wins.
Yeah.
That, like I said, will help us build the momentum over time. Yeah. Sometimes the goals are a little too lofty for where we're at. Not saying you can't have that goal, but just take an accurate assessment of where you really are. You know, and if you're coming in completely green,
get to yellow first.
Yeah.
You got to take your time. Yeah. You got to take your time for sure.
Yeah.
Another reason why being consistent is hard, y'all, is a lack of clarity. So without a clear vision of where we really see ourselves going, it is so easy to lose focus and wander off track,
mm-hmm. right? You're just doing stuff.
Yeah, when you have a strong why behind your goals, consistency becomes easier to maintain. That's why they tell us to stay connected to your why. Because there are a lot of times when shit is going to occur, and if you don't have a why you're doing a thing, why you want a thing,
it's easy to let it go.
It's easy to let it go. It slipped through your fingers. You have to know exactly why you're doing what you're doing, when you're doing what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
It's important.
For real, for real.
The why to this podcast is always to uplift and empower Black women, right? That is a strong driving force to us. So even when it's not turning out the way we want, or we feeling like we putting our drops in the bucket and we feel like our invisibility cloak.
Like there's a hole in the bucket.
Yeah. Why is there a hole in the bucket? Okay. Yeah. And why have we been wearing our cloak for 2 years?
Yeah.
Okay. Right. We want the cloak off of us. Mm-hmm. But when we stay committed to the why, it allows us to come in here and do what we do every week and be like, look, we did it. God, you see it.
And we often get those messages from the ratings and the reviews.
We do.
The shameless plugs of that have been riddled throughout. But it's true. We wouldn't know unless y'all told us. And it's like, wow. When I read those messages, I'm like, it's bigger than me.
It really is. And I love being used as a vessel.
It's bigger than me.
I love being a vessel.
It's bigger
here.
Than me.
It's a God thing.
Yes.
We've been saying that. It's still that.
But another thing that gets in the way and that makes consistency hard is the distractions and the procrastination. Yeah. We already know. We're filled with distractions all the time. Social media notifications, news reports, text messages, tons of
work.
Things.
I mean, there's a lot of things that are distracting us.
It takes our attention and it can present a major roadblock.
Yeah.
Right? It can. And it takes a lot of discipline and focus to push those things to the side and still do what you're supposed to do. It does. It can get in the way. You can get sucked in. We already talked about this a couple weeks back about how you can get sucked in and how your priorities can get deprioritized.
Yeah.
So you got to say no, especially when
you got to tell them no. You got to tell Diddy no,
especially when it's riddled with temptation. Mm. That's the thing. The distractions look real good,
girl. And the one thing about a distraction is going to be presented just the way you want in the package you like. They look, smell, and
feel good.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Ask me how I know.
Yeah.
Let's talk about lack of support. We know that it can be hard. You just touched on it just a little bit ago. It can be hard going at a thing alone. You know,
for sure.
Doing it by yourself, experiencing the losses and the wins alone can be troublesome, especially the losses, baby.
Baby.
It is so important to have community, either through a mentor, an accountability partner, someone who you can share the highs and the lows with, your goals, the things that you're struggling with. This can make all the difference in either keeping you motivated, keeping you accountable, holding you accountable, inspiring you, and encouraging you when you need it the most.
Right.
You know, when you're really down and somebody says, girl, you got that though.
And keep pushing. We shouldn't feel bad about needing support. Like for some people, they're able to just motivate themselves and get to the gym every day and have a workout and have their protein after. And for some people like me, I need a trainer. You know, like I do. Maybe it's not for the long term. Maybe it's just to like get my momentum. And then it's like, okay, now the neural pathway is formed.
Yeah. And I think it's also just different in different areas. You might find that you don't need support in one area and you need a lot of support in another area.
Right.
Right. But and also we just can't be afraid to share what we're going through with people. You have to be transparent and vulnerable, not with everybody, but a select few where you feel like this is a safe space for you. We need to have an episode on that.
On being a safe space?
Not necessarily the being a safe space, but the power of keeping it real with the people around you. That could save your fucking life. It really will save your freaking life. And I don't know if it's going to be an episode because now we're talking about it here. But I'm just talking about the importance of having a real one with you. By your side, on your other line, however you need to reach out and get to them.
They're there.
You don't realize the L's that you could be setting yourself up for because you don't want to talk to somebody about it and get other perspective. You know, that's something. There's something in
you. You got to hold that. You're giving them too much.
Yeah.
You know, we need episode topics.
Okay. Yeah. Meet us over on Patreon where we'll be talking about that.
Right.
I'm just saying support, lack thereof, is make or break in life.
It is. Support is essential. So get yours.
Essential for the soul.
So y'all, we're going to take a break.
Yeah.
And then we'll be right back. Okay, y'all. So before we get into these tools for the toolkit, we have got to let you know a few things. Some you already know. Ratings and reviews for the podcast are essential. They're a very important part of the show. Letting us know how you feel, sharing the episodes with a friend. You guys have been doing amazing sharing the episodes on social.
Love you for it.
Love y'all so much. There's a few girlies that are sharing them every single Tuesday.
And y'all are so freaking cute.
Yes.
And you know what that is? Consistency.
Period.
You're doing what you got to do. And people, and because you've been so consistent, I'm sure that there's somebody who's seen your story and said, let me see what the fuck these people are talking about.
Because they're posting it every Tuesday.
They're talking about it every Tuesday. Let me see what I'm missing out on.
Exactly.
So yes, keep doing what you're doing.
You need that. So thank y'all for that.
If you are watching on YouTube, please make sure that you are subscribed to our channel. In addition to leaving your ratings and reviews, make sure that you hit the bell or whatever, you know, turn on your automatic, hit the bell. And your automatic download so that you don't miss anything related to this podcast. It's super important. And lastly, what we need you to do is join us over on Patreon at the Homegirl Hangout, We're giving you more of what you already love. Like we said at the top of the episode, Patreon is our little safe space where we can just take a load off.
We can do what we want. They don't complain over there.
We can decompress, talk the way we want to talk, be the people that we are when we're not creating a TED Talk every week. And it's a lot of good shit over there. There's an archive, years of worth of content. Okay. It's like go through a filing cabinet. Remember them old gray ones that you pull out?
Yeah, girl. And pull out? Oh, yeah.
It's that, y'all.
Before we went digital.
Yeah, before we turn into digital girls. So there's tons of content over there. If you love what you hear on this main platform, you're going to be obsessed.
You are. You're going to need your
EpiPen. The information is down in the show notes to join us.
It is. Okay, let's get back to the show.
Let's get it. Okay, girls. So you know we would not be us if we did not provide you with some tools, right? Some ways that you can actually be consistent.
Be consistent.
Be consistent. That's what we want to be. We want to be consistent.
Yes.
And what we have to recognize is consistency is a marathon.
Run your race.
Okay, cue the Nipsey. It is not a... Brittany, why do we got to be like this? Victory lap. It is not a sprint, y'all, right? So it's about showing up day in and day out, even when it's hard, baby. Even when you don't want to, right?
You got to give that disclaimer.
Yeah, because when you don't want to is really when you got to pull yourself together.
You got to keep going. You got to keep going, and I'm going to be done with my songs, but you have to.
But by acknowledging the challenges, because that is a challenge, right? Sometimes we don't want to do it. And developing strategies... Again, practical tools.
Yes.
Then we can overcome those moments, yes. Right? And we can harness the true power of consistency and most importantly, unlock our fullest potential.
That's the goal.
We want to unlock our fullest potential. The girls are shifting from surviving to thriving.
If you haven't recognized that. Bringing
that tagline back.
That's the theme of the year, honey.
We're bringing that back around.
We're bringing it back and we may still have some totes.
If you are interested, you can still purchase a thriving over surviving tote. And maybe we'll put those on discount.
I think they already are.
Okay, perfect.
They're already on discount. Perfect. They're perfect to take as your recyclable bag to get your groceries for the week.
Yeah. Brittany done ran hers down. Oh, you look like you have a new one. Did you pull a new one out?
No.
The way she carries it everywhere.
Hey, not too much showing me in my tote. I'm reinforcing.
We'll have the link to the totes in the show notes if you're interested. But what I want for us, what I want for y'all is to shift our mindset from being in this surviving. I can only get what the bare minimum. Ugh. That life only has so much to offer me and start squeezing the juice out this thing, right? Squeezing it dry because time is not as infinite as we think. It's not as limitless as we think. And I don't know if this is me being an older, more mature girl where you start to realize that, yo, I ain't really got that long to fucking ride this thing. It's slipping away from me. It's slipping away, y'all. And that's not to be morbid. I think it's more just to put into our awareness that you got to wake up, commit to what it is that you want to do and execute.
Every day.
We are in the season of execution.
We are.
Right? And you got to damn near be working in tandem. You got to be planting your seeds and executing over here. You got to be doing it all at the same damn time.
Yes.
In a healthy way.
Yeah.
Don't burn yourself out. In a healthy way. But just really realize that we don't got a long time to do this here.
We don't.
And as we can tell, the way the year is going by.
It's going.
It's really on wheels. It's on skates, baby.
It's for real.
It's in a Nissan Altima rolling by saying, hey. Okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So, let's get into it. First tip, we touched on it, but we have to get clear on our why.
Yes.
When we understand the reasons behind our actions, it will help require less effort to carry them out. Mm-hmm. I know why I'm showing up, this is why I'm showing up.
Yeah.
So get clear on your purpose or your goal, life in general. Mm-hmm. Let's just get clear. Let's get crystal clear about it and use that as a driving force to activate the consistency that we aim for. I know why. Write it down. Sometimes you got to figure out why. You really do have to say why. Is this my why? Is it someone else's why? Let me distinguish between the two.
I remember Pastor Julian said, like, we are not, I forgot, it was a bar, but he said, we're not something, we are like replicating, duplicating what we've seen.
We're
like
not innovative?
Or? I don't know.
I don't know.
It was basically like, it might not even be your why. It could be somebody else's why. Mm-hmm. So sit down, figure out why it is that you want to do what it is that you want to do, and then that will push you towards the future.
It'll help you. It'll help you figure out your path.
Even if it doesn't even have to be that deep, right? Say you want to learn a new language and you are committed to deciding, I want to learn a new language. I'm going to get in Duolingo real this time.
Or Rosetta Stone. Get in Rosetta Stone.
That's where you get Rosetta Stone.
Rosetta.
But the why could be, I'm about to have a European summer. You feel me? Or I'm planning to travel. I'm moving abroad. And I'm seeing myself in different places and I need to be able to connect with the locals.
Right.
The why is that. And if you stay connected to, baby, I'm committed to having a European summer and I need to be able to talk to some people.
Right.
Then that will fuel you learning this new language, mm-hmm, and getting into your Rosetta Stone app.
Yes.
It's really simple.
It is.
Next tool is to make a decision. Yeah. So using your reasons and your values as guidance, right? This will help you determine areas in which you wish or need to be more consistent.
Mm-hmm.
What are those things?
Yeah.
What are the freaking areas, right? Because again, without the clear vision or the consistency that you really aspire, you are not going to be able to put a dent in these things. You have to commit and make a decision. Hey, girl, we're doing it.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's really that easy. It's really that easy as telling yourself, we're not doing it.
We're doing it.
We're going to do it even when it's hard.
We're going to do it.
Even when we want to say no.
Yes.
Even when people are looking at us crazy for still doing it, we still doing it.
We're still doing it. And you can acknowledge where you're going to need some assistance.
Mm-hmm.
This is an area where I can identify that I need some more assistance with being consistent. You know?
Yeah.
Self-awareness. That's what it is.
And go back to our episode on choices and how to make better decisions in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Recognize that you do have choices.
Everybody got choices.
Yep. You have a choice. And what we want to do is make the best decision possible in the season that we're in,
mm-hmm,
to get the results that we want. Sit down and make a decision. I'm talking to myself. Stop being indecisive. I'm working on it.
There you go. Okay, next tool. After we have gotten clear and we have made a decision, it's time to set up a routine.
Period.
A routine has got to be established. So this is a daily and a weekly routine,
mm-hmm,
that is going to include dedicated time. Dedicated. It's carved in there, baby. Mm-hmm. It has a place. It has a slot so that you can work towards your goals and implementing your desired habits. Again, this is something that you have to do consciously, actively, all the time. It's not optional. Where does this fit? What are you doing differently?
Mm-hmm. Great tip. Next, start small.
Mm.
We mentioned this briefly.
This is a good one.
It's the lofty goals and the unrealistic. Sometimes it be given unrealistic.
Hell yeah.
You know, that keeps us from really consistently doing a thing because we've already made it bigger than it needs to be. We're looking at the big picture. We're looking at the final product, the finished product, when we're really at the formative stage. And that's what we have to be honest with ourselves and say, I'm at the beginning, beloved.
Yeah, you said it's a marathon. You got to pace yourself.
It is. You have to start small. So consider breaking it down into manageable tasks, breaking things down into manageable goals. When you consider these lofty goals that you might have, like writing a book, for instance, you're not going to likely be able to sit down and knock the whole book out, or I'm going to write a whole chapter today.
Yeah.
Maybe just 200 words. I'm committed to writing 200 words a day, mm-hmm, or practicing an instrument or a hobby. I'm doing 15 minutes a day versus I'm going to do an hour this week. Sometimes the hour is not practical.
Yeah.
And it is defeating.
And you don't do it.
And then you look at me like, I don't even have my hour that I set aside to do it.
Right.
As opposed to, let me just get a few little few moments.
Because if you're writing 200 words a day, you're going to get a book. The book is going to be written.
Yeah.
But if you're saving it all, like, I'm going to just go on a retreat and write this book on that retreat.
You done put a lot of pressure on yourself.
A lot. And then you got writer's block, or things aren't going the way you thought they were going to go.
Yeah.
Breaking it down.
Breaking it down builds momentum.
It does.
And as you start small, you can gradually increase the intensity. You know, maybe you start at 200 words a day and then you figure, I actually can write a chapter a day after I've started, you know, have been doing this for a while. There's space for us to grow within, you know, what it is that we're doing.
It's a real
stretch
thing.
Out in that thing.
For real. Get comfortable because you may be here for a while.
Yeah.
So get cozy. Like Beyonce said.
Yeah.
Okay, also, we're going to stay accountable.
Period.
We've been preaching about this one, and that's why it's a tool for your toolkit. We got to get some accountability here. So
I'm sorry, Emma.
We're sharing our goals with families, friends, mentor, people that are
the capable. Internet. Sometimes right. We'll be showing
sometimes
them with
the internet. Sometimes it's the internet. When people are posting them at the gym every day, that's accountability.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to do this so that you can get the support that you need to stay accountable.
Yeah.
We need that. I need it. I need it. The fuck? Survive. I need it. I got to make sure I'm letting people hold me accountable.
How can I hold you accountable?
I'm going to share some goals with you. And then you're going to make sure, you know, I'm doing what the fuck I'm supposed to be doing.
Okay. I could do that. All right, y'all. Next tip is to focus on the process. We've kind of been saying that consistency and building out your goals, living the life that you want to live, it's a marathon. It is not a sprint. So instead of looking at the destination, we have to really allow ourselves to enjoy the journey. As cliche as that sounds, you have to enjoy the journey and the process of letting it all unfold. Because I can say sometimes the destination, I think I've pictured it in my mind. I've envisioned it one way. And when I allow myself to go through the process, sometimes it comes to fruition in a better way than I imagined.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the part of just allowing the steps to take you where they take you. That's beautiful. That's where the magic happens, right?
Yeah, for sure.
So enjoy the journey and
that is
embrace
fun
the small
part.
Victories.
That is a fun part or the good part. Maybe it ain't always fun, but it's the most meaningful part. You know, when you look back and you're like, when we did this and when I did that and it all.
Yeah,
to
I mean, like for instance, and I've shared this before, like our sorority experience. We had two different sorority experiences. It's the same experience, but I'm saying like my
journey too. We ended up in the same destination.
We just took a different route. Right. And I'm thinking if I would have been like, okay, it needs to be this way the first time around, then I would have been like, oh, I would have missed out on this.
You wouldn't have met me.
I wouldn't have, and you wouldn't have met me.
We
wouldn't have met each other.
And it probably wouldn't have been as meaningful as it was for us.
Yeah.
What we gained from it. Was much larger than just joining a sorority.
And that's another thing, right? Even if we can talk about our joint experience, the end was just to be made sores, just going to be completely honest.
Yeah.
The end goal was like, okay, get through the pledge process on the other side and then we out. Bye. But I mean, in the sisterhood, it's very important. We want to build the sister. I'm not saying that at all. But through the process, we were able to allow our friendship.
It grew.
Organically
blossomed. That's where the seeds were planted.
Yeah.
The seeds of our friendship were planted through the process.
Through the process. And then we got this on the other side. And being hyper-focused or laser-focused on the destination, which would have just been like, okay, we just want to get done. Get through this. Be a sore. And it is what it is, you know.
Right.
Commitment to service. I actually got a whole best friend out of it. In another business, a business.
I know. Wow. Right. We didn't.
That's
even
what I'm saying.
I didn't go in with that expectation at all.
No, you just wanted to be
an AKA.
Exactly.
The right way.
Okay. And that's what it is.
So the final tip that we're going to leave you with is to stay flexible. So we know that life is unpredictable. There's going to be things.
Life is queer.
With its twists and turns, as many of us sometimes learn.
Yeah, all of us will learn.
Yes, so there will be times when you gotta adapt, when you have to change your plans, but you have to stay flexible and you have to stay consistent. There's a quote that I think is so good. Be consistent in effort, but flexible in your approach. Mm-hmm. So consistency is not synonymous with rigidity.
Like scrawly,
being consistent doesn't mean that you have to be rigid. Discipline, yes.
Yeah.
But sometimes rigidity interferes with your consistency because you feel like if it's something doesn't look a certain way or if it doesn't go here and it doesn't look how it always looks, I can't do it no more. But that's actually the opposite of how we need to think. As long as we're being consistent, although it may look different sometimes due to the things that are thrown in our way, we're still doing it.
Yeah.
You know, and we're not putting all that unnecessary pressure on ourselves and discouraging ourselves in that process. So, y'all.
So, those are the tips.
We had a lot to say, but again, this is something that's simple in theory, can be hard to tap into. But when you tap into it, you're sitting on gold.
Mm-hmm.
You are sitting in gold. This is the key to unlock a lot of the doors that you've been knocking at.
Ooh, yeah. Imagine that. Imagine knocking on the doors of your dreams and the whole time you had a key in your pocket. Wow.
And the key is consistency.
The whole time you actually had the ability to unlock the door yourself. Instead, you're waiting on somebody else to come let you in. A bar.
The people that we're waiting on is ourselves.
Is ourselves. That's the thing.
I'm telling you, consistency has gotten me, us, very far. We're a vibe, yeah, but we're really consistent.
Yeah.
We're consistent with each other, which is why we get along so well.
And why y'all can feel the chemistry.
You can feel it through the screen.
That's what they said.
And also, that's consistent, too, because it's real.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me it's real. The feelings that we feel.
I thought you were taking it somewhere. I didn't know. I'm like, she's singing all the songs. Like, actually,
no,
don't
you know the Casey and the JoJo.
But anyway,
all I'm saying is, some of the people that are still standing and are good at what they do, they've been consistent for a long period of time. We can see it.
And it low key looks like it happened overnight, but it's like, all the reps that I've gotten in that you didn't see are what's gotten me to this point. Something else y'all should consider is there are over 300 episodes of this podcast. I think maybe like 350,
there's
40
tons.
Something. I don't know.
That's not even including the Patreon.
We've been doing this for a really long time. And what I think is so interesting is like some of y'all are finding this episode today, right? And there's going to be so much content that you can go back and listen to. Imagine that vibe, you know? There's 371 of the episodes, and my whole point is, nigga, is that sometimes you find your shit today, and then you go, I don't know, fuck it.
It's okay.
We ball.
It's okay. Yeah, I'm saying it's really the consistency that carries. It's not the vibe.
Yeah.
Right.
Anywho, we hope basically that you take the information that's in this episode and really recognize that you have everything in you. Complete power, key, a set of keys.
You have the keys.
You have the tools.
Like DJ Khaled.
To make your life.
Was that DJ Khaled?
It was him.
Okay.
The best that it can be. And it's going to start with your consistency. So
make a vow to be consistent in something. And feel free to share it with us. We're mm-hmm. here for the feedback and the commentary. We want to know. But we have come to the final segment of our show.
Yes.
This is the I Did That Shit segment. So during this portion, we share things that we did, you know, something that we accomplished, something that we overcame.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm here to share with you. Consistency has paid off. I have a live account of consistency paying off.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll give you the brief story. So I have a job outside of this podcast, as many of you know, maybe you're just now discovering that. But yes, I work a 9-to-5 job. And I realized that I've been consistent for a while with this goal of mine, because when I first started the company that I'm currently at, well, by the time you listen to this, I won't be there. But when I first started the job that I'm currently at, I started as an office manager. And I remember, like, as soon as I got into that position, I had my hands in some HR stuff, and I was switching managers a lot because there was a lot of like reorganization happening. But every single manager I got, I would tell that manager, I want to transition into HR.
Yeah.
I knew that I wasn't going to be one of those people who just wanted to be an office manager forever. Some people do, but that wasn't what I wanted. I got a taste of HR and I was like, I want to be in HR. And I made sure every time it was a performance review time or I had a one-to-one or an opportunity to express my interest in HR, I did. So eventually, time went on of me being an office manager and I became an HR coordinator. And so once I got more involved in HR as an HR coordinator officially, I was like, what else can I do to progress even further? And so from there, I got my HR certification. I put in the consistent effort to get that certification and do what I needed to do. And then I was beginning a job search. After being at this job for like 6 years, a little over 6 years at that point, I'm like, I desire for more that I have recognized I'm not going to be able to get at this company. I'm going to have to consistently apply for other jobs so that I can reach the goals that I ultimately want to reach. And so I went on that path and I got a new job. So I did it. I did it. I got a new job. I'm leaving a company after being there for 7.5 years. And it's pretty scary, but I'm excited at the same time. Mm-hmm. And I did that shit.
Period. Congratulations.
I did it.
Congratulations.
So I hope that encouraged you to continue doing that shit. It's been a long journey. I just told y'all I've been there for 7.5 years. But I can see the fruit
mm-hmm.
of my labor and my consistency for those 7.5 years.
So. Period. Love a testimony.
And it came with tests.
They always do. It always does.
It came with tests, but they were
no
passed.
Testimony without the test.
Okay.
So, like we said, this is the end of the road, y'all. It's been beautiful. Another week here with you all. And we will see you next week.
We will.
I love you. Bye.